Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
I can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now, welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
Coming up for 26 minutes past four. And here's a voice record from, or a pre-recorded voice note from Professor Adrian Puren, the acting executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.
Good afternoon. This is your COVID-19 report for on the 1st of November. All data are from the previous 24 hours. 19,261 tests have been performed, and of these, 230 cases have been identified. This gives us a positivity rate of 1.2%. The 230 cases are below the average of the past 7 days of 355 cases per day. The positivity rate overall of 1.2% is less than 5%, except for the Northern Cape. In terms of the distribution of cases, Mpumalanga had 45, KZN had 42, Gauteng had 36, Western Cape had 31, Free State had 26, and the Eastern Cape had 29. In terms of the vaccination program, there were 16,263 vaccinations reported for the 31st of October. The total number of vaccine doses is 22,381,951. In terms of full vaccinations, that's 15,195,559. That's 38% of the adult population. In terms of the age distribution of full vaccination, in terms of the age group 60 and above, 54.7% are fully vaccinated. In the 50 to 59 age group, 45% fully vaccinated. In the 35 to 49 age group, 34% are fully vaccinated. And in the 18 to 34 age group, 16% are fully vaccinated. So what does this mean? This means getting vaccinated for COVID-19 is still essential if we were to meet the targets. However, wearing your mask properly to cover your nose is essential. Opting to gather in ventilated spaces is preferable. Avoid unnecessary gatherings. Keep a social distance of 1 meter or more. And washing your hands regularly in the day with soap and water. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Puren.